hungry, angry, lonely, tired. H-A-L-T, HALT. Perhaps you've heard this acronym before, perhaps not. I can remember a whole seminar on self-care centered on this, on avoiding unnecessary action when you are hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Hit the brakes and hit HALT. It's good to be self-aware, to know the emotions behind what might soon come out in action. I wonder, though, how truly practical this advice is. Sorry, I'm a little hungry, angry, lonely, tired. I'm gonna have to punt on that decision for now. This makes me think immediately of my brother, the reason I won't be here next weekend with you. Jonathan and his family are moving from Pittsburgh to Nashville, from his medical residency to his one-year fellowship. I'm happy to yank him, his wife, two girls closer to us, so I'm very happy to help them move some. I mentioned Jonathan before and his communication ways. I think it was 14 calls I received between last year's NFC Championship theft and Tuesday morning. What he normally does, though, is FaceTime. Perhaps you've seen this before. A video chat from cell phone to cell phone. It's wonderful to actually see the family, especially my 2.5-year-old goddaughter, Miriam. But sometimes I think I miss my purpose for the call. Let's just say it can often be less of a hello, more of a help. Miriam could go either way at the start of a conversation, very often ending it with some tired tears or octaves strong screaming. I do one of those, okay, let me let you go now. But Jonathan has yet to say, wait, you know, I haven't eaten in a while. I'd like to have one normal conversation for a change. I'm feeling alone up in this part of the country. I just got off an on-call shift. I'll wait until I'm in the perfect mood to deal with my daughter. Why don't we continue what you were saying? On this Corpus Christi feast, I think we're reminded of the benefit of at times rolling through that halt sign, picking up the fragments with the apostles today. Before Luke's account begins in chapter 9, Jesus and the 12 are in search of a break. The apostles have just returned from 2x2 ministry, overjoyed, and we could imagine exhausted. They want to share all this with Jesus. And Jesus wants to share with them the secret of alone time after intense action. And just as they're disembarking to their quiet, as the gospel said, deserted place, our gospel begins with mama and grandma and all those cousins and half acquaintances and curiosity seekers just standing there, waving at the shoreline. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired, right? The apostles go along with it because Jesus took down the halt sign, and also because the Sea of Galilee is like 1/10 the size of Lake Pontchartrain. The people would always find out where they're rerouting to anyway. At the end of Jesus' preaching session, you could imagine the apostles feeling justified for wanting to shoo the crowds away. We already went above and beyond. Now they're starting to ask when the pizzas will arrive. Send them away. Let them find their own food. We need to rest. How many times we might find ourselves in this place? I just sat down. Maybe I can pretend I don't hear it. Can it wait until tomorrow? Again, for our own self-care, sometimes that might be the right response, but it's not always the right response. Probably not even usually. So this is the moment when the meter is on empty, but a need is here present. Can we give the little we have to Jesus, not just maybe pout our way through it? Can we trust in his ability to multiply our last drops. Best of all, chosen to act when it would be easy to halt, can we come to this altar knowing God is here to feed us once again? Corpus Christi isn't just about what we do in here, though it partially is, of course, but it's about what we do in here affecting what we think we can't do out there. A breadcrumb trail leading us back and forth, leaving us 12 baskets extra, finding our faith in those moments of choosing not to halt. May we know ourselves a little better this week. Even more, may we know our generous God a little better. He comes to fill us again, our Sundays, our lives.